USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another major victory for the Taliban. The capital of the Kunar province, Assadabad, falling today, reportedly with very little resistance from the local government. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday, Afghan morale has been hurt since news of the U.S.'s plans to withdraw.
And there is one psychological war, and I think I always say, the psychological part we have lost long again, and I think our allies here in the U.S. have also lost the psychological war, despite how much we say we have not abandoned Afghanistan, but the assumption in the story back at home is they are abandoned.
U.S. forces, though, reportedly carrying out airstrikes in Kandahar, scores of Taliban fighters said to be killed. The Dixie wildfire, the largest single wildfire in California history, leading to more mandatory evacuation orders in Northern California last night. The fire covering over 500,000 acres, just 31% contained, about 600 homes destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC yesterday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes and congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening yesterday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
A mass shooting in England, the worst in Great Britain in over a decade. A 22-year-old on Thursday night local time shoots and kills his mother, a 3-year-old girl, the girl's father, another woman, and a man before taking his own life in Plymouth. In YouTube videos, the suspect says he's a virgin incel who has been defeated by life. Australia using its military to enforce COVID restrictions. Officials announcing Saturday military personnel will be deployed in Greater Sydney next week. New South Wales setting a new record Saturday with 466 cases. The state's premier saying this is literally a war. A federal judge skeptical the White House's eviction moratorium will survive a Supreme Court challenge. A judge based in D.C. yesterday allows the moratorium to continue, even though she admits it's probably illegal. The Alabama Association of Realtors, the plaintiffs in the case, a spokesman says they plan to appeal. Some people hiking in North Carolina have a shocking experience. Wendy King has the details.
Multiple people were injured in North Carolina after a lightning bolt struck a popular mountain. At least 7 people were injured by the lightning strike, which happened at McRae Peak at Grandfather Mountain. It's located near the town of Boone. One of the individuals fell and hit their head and went to the hospital. Another person was burned from the lightning strike, while 5 others sustained minor injuries. According to the National Weather Service, there have been at least 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.